I actually was looking back on that streak that that Steve was just talking about. You fought Jorge Masvidal during that streak, and you lost to him. But did you ever see this kind of run coming out of him?
You know, like I think a year or so later, we became teammates, and I trained with Jorge quite a bit. And I've said this multiple times. Jorge Masvidal was, for the longest time, quietly one of the best guys in the world. I mean, he can wrestle with Division I wrestlers. He can box with Olympic-level boxers. His jiu-jitsu, he doesn't have a lot of submissions. I think he only has one submission on his record, but he's a black belt-level jiu-jitsu. I mean, he's so dedicated to the sport. He has such a high fight IQ, and his work ethic is unparalleled, man. Jorge Masvidal is quietly one of the best guys in the world, and it's really, really nice to see him getting his just due now.
Well, let's build one more thing off of that fight. There are great fighters in every promotion, right? PFL's in town. I want you to talk about the card here in a second, but you guys fought for Bodog Fight. So, I mean, there are
Trenton.
Yeah, there are good fighters everywhere, and you've got a boatload in the Professional Fighters League. I want you to tell people about the card and especially the format, because it's revolutionary and super intriguing.
Oh, man. Well, this the card we have this weekend, this Friday night. We have the women's lightweight division. We got some ringers in there. Right now, we're in the playoff season. So in the regular season, we had 8 women fight, and the top 4 of those women got to the playoffs. We have Sarah Kaufman, Larissa Pacheco, who has some UFC experience, Bobby Joe Dio, and Kayla Harrison, who's a 2-time Olympic judo gold medalist. You know, that's a high-level athlete in Kayla Harrison. She's really dedicated, and she's down at American Top Team, training with Mike Brown as her head coach, Steve Mocco and those guys, and she's really put together a nice run. She's 5-0 in MMA right now, and if she wins this tournament, she wins $1 million, but she's got to get through Bobby Joe DL tomorrow night, and then she's got to also get through the winner of Sarah Kaufman, who's been a former Strikeforce champion, and Larissa Pacheco, who's a very strong athlete.
Now explain that, because you just said she's got to get through one person, then another. You got to win 2 fights.
Yes, well, there's only 4 women in their playoff bracket, but the men, there are 8 men in their playoff bracket, and so the men fight twice tomorrow night.
Woo.
There's the quarterfinals come up first, and then about 45 minutes to an hour and a half later, the semis. And so we have some ringers in there. We have a couple UFC veterans like Glyco Franca, John Howard. We've got so many tough guys, like David Michaud, and then we have some guys that haven't been in the UFC yet. They're some high-level athletes, and these guys are going to have to go out there, put it all on the line, stay focused, get through that first fight, and show up again a second time, and they can't really prepare for the second guy. I mean, it's a tournament, so you have to prepare for the best guy possible at everything, because you don't know who you're going to get next.
Tell people a little bit more about Kayla Harrison and what you think her ceiling is as a fighter. Because obviously she's an incredible athlete, a very high level of success as an athlete. She's new in MMA but has done very well so far. For how good can she get?
Ooh, man, I don't necessarily know if there's a ceiling. You know, her ceiling might be out in space where as far as I'm concerned, because, I mean, we're talking about a 2-time Olympic judo gold medalist. No American has ever won gold in judo. She did it twice. You know, that shows me right there dedication. I mean, she's been doing judo all her life to go through the Olympics and to satisfy herself with a gold medal, and then to go back 4 years later and do it again. That's a long time to be sitting on top of the mountain, to be happy and satisfied with yourself, and still be willing to put in the work that it takes to be the best in the world. And she's brought that into MMA. I mean, she's also a smart woman. You know, she's down on American Top Team. There are quite a few good teams in the world, and I really think that it's a good fit for her at American Top Team. Mike Brown is a good friend of mine. Him and I trained together for so many years, and he's turned into one of the best head coaches, if not the best head coach in the world. And he's really guiding her career and helping her in the gym and with her skill set, man. Kayla's on her way to doing some big things.